Ontarians head to the polls to elect the next provincial government on February 27, less than a week from today. Spadina, Fort York is Toronto's most downtown provincial riding. It encompasses the waterfront and Toronto Islands, as well as the Entertainment District, Financial District, Chinatown, West Queen West and Trinity Bellwoods. Provincially, the riding has been represented by NDP incumbent Chris Glover since it was created during redistricting ahead of the 2018 election. Federally, it has been dominated by the Liberal Party of Canada. Here's who voters in Spadina, Fort York can choose from on their ballot this election. NDP candidate Chris Glover. NDP incumbent Chris Glover is running again, hoping to be re-elected for a third term. During his 7 years at Queen's Park, Glover served as the opposition critic for colleges and universities, small business, democratic reform and innovation. He won the 2022 election by about 6,000 votes over his Liberal rival. Prior to provincial politics, Glover was a Toronto District School Board trustee and an adjunct social science professor at York University. He has sponsored bills related to bird-safe window regulations and rent control. The NDP's Toronto-specific campaign platform pledges to provide more funding for the TTC, build provincially funded affordable housing projects and upload homeless shelter costs to Queen's Park. NDP leader Marit Stiles has said an NDP government, if elected, would reverse the closure of the Ontario Science Centre and cancel the plan to let Austrian firm Therm build a spa at Ontario Place. Liberal candidate April Engelberg. The Liberals are running April Engelberg, a litigation lawyer at the Canadian Investment Regulatory Organization. The party describes Engelberg as a vocal advocate for transit, housing affordability and access to green space. On social media, the candidate said she has lived and worked in the Spadina, Fort York riding for over a decade. "It's time we elected a government that cares about downtown Toronto and works as hard as you," Engelberg said on Instagram. "That's why I'm running." The Liberals' campaign is focused on improving Ontario's healthcare system. Leader Bonnie Crombie has also pledged to install safety doors on TTC subway platforms. PC candidate Omar Farhat. The PC party is running candidate Omar Farhat. Farhat is a PC caucus relations manager in the Premier's office. He has worked in PC leader Doug Ford's office since 2023. Farhat was acclaimed by the party at the end of January alongside a large batch of candidates. The PC party is running several political staffers in Toronto area ridings where it is unlikely to pick up a seat. Aside from working in politics, Farhat has also been a real estate and mortgage agent, according to his LinkedIn profile. Ford's party is pledging to build a tunnel under Highway 401 to reduce traffic congestion, remove bike lanes on Toronto streets, and secure the economy and Ontario jobs in the face of tariff threats from U.S. President Donald Trump. Green candidate Patrick Macklem. The Green Party is running Patrick Macklem, a law professor at the University of Toronto. Macklem has provided legal advice to provincial and federal governments, Indigenous peoples, trade unions and equality-seeking groups in Canada and around the world for 35 years, according to the Greens. He has worked as a justice critic for the Green Party in an unofficial capacity, providing guidance on its response to the Greenbelt scandal. The Green Party is campaigning on building affordable rental housing, increasing housing density and starting a universal basic income program. The Liberals, NDP and Greens have all pledged to double ODSP rates for disabled Ontarians, many of whom live in poverty. Visit Elections Ontario's website to find out where to vote in Spadina, Fort York on Thursday, February 27. JS percent 22% 3E percent 3C percent 2F script percent 3E to interactive content by Flourish.